Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this here show on the American Family Radio Network. We'll be here to the bottom of the hour. And we hope you're having a nice day on this Wednesday, March the 26th. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, before you get back to the... Anybody else having pollen issues?
Yes.
Yes.
It's gone, going through my whole family.
Yeah, I've been...
You too, Steve?
I've had something going on for a couple months, but yeah.
I guess it was about a week or so ago. It's like I walked out the side one day, and all of a sudden, it was green. Pollen,
yeah,
yellow pollen, on my vehicle. Once you can start seeing on your vehicle, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never really had any, I probably shouldn't get this personal, but health issues related to pollen. But for some reason this year, it's just like, I'm fine inside. You go outside, like start sneezing like a, I don't know what
it does is for
to
a couple,
fill in that sentence there.
Yeah,
sneezing like something. Go ahead.
The pollen. Yeah, it'll last like that here in
how long?
North Mississippi for probably about a month until you stop seeing it as much.
You mean floating in there?
Yeah, before it's that
landing. Have to wipe it off your car every other day,
right?
Like that. So,
on the other hand, we are pollinating the flowers as we pass by them. So you know,
that's true. You gotta kind of be pro pollen.
Yeah, you know.
You do.
Yeah,
the bees.
Why? Because if we didn't,
we don't have enough bees.
All die.
Yes, you know, you got to have the bees pollinating flowers.
And they're
taking
fruit trees. Their vacation time. This is spring break, so we fill in.
All right, Steve. Before the break, we were talking with Fred about a story we were rushed on.
Yeah.
Reset that for us.
So, as you know, the public, the left has been waging war on Elon Musk and his Tesla dealerships and private cars. We're seeing a lot of keying of private cars, just damaging. These people are unhinged and angry. It baffles me or anybody probably on this panel what good that does. But in Kansas... A woman named Abigail Gill was eating at a restaurant, and her Tesla was parked outside. Now, this was a Tesla that was outfitted to help. She's disabled and help her get in and out and everything. So it was a pretty expensive car, and someone got it. Listen to what she was telling Steve Ducey this morning on Fox and Friends. Cut 10.
It's super sad thing and disappointing thing to see because it's not hurting Elon at all. It's just hurting the families that are getting such valuable things damaged. We got an estimate, and I would say around 7,000.
Why did you want to have a Tesla?
I think Tesla is just an overall great car. It's an amazing American-made company, but it also has incredible accessibility features that allow me to drive long distances just like everybody else. We have had so many people reach out, so many people offer to, you know, pay the damages. But I just think that the only person who needs to pay a single dime is the guy who thought it was okay to do this.
Now, do they have an image of the person? A lot of these Teslas, when
all
you approach
Teslas,
all of them,
cameras.
They have cameras that are triggered by movement.
Yes.
So when these people approach, the video starts. So do they have an image for this person?
I believe they do. I haven't read where
they
are. She
acted like they did.
Yeah,
talking like,
I mean, you can't. People are pulling up in cars and getting out and keying this thing, and the Tesla's recording the license plate number of the car.
Yeah,
the clear image of the guy's face, and so well, I mean, it's really counterproductive. It's
listen. I don't. I've engaged from time to time in my life. On a personal level of a
vandalism?
Yeah. But it's not often.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got mad at the post office the other day, and I went down there. You know what I'm saying?
I guess you're in postal?
I'm not going to go into it because it was my own situation.
And all right, we need to clarify that this is a joke before someone reports him. They don't mess around.
I know. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. Here's what I was going to say. I was on track to communicate a very serious and poignant point, but I was interrupted.
Yes. Who did that?
Never happens here.
Come on. All right.
May I
apologize.
May I?
Go right ahead.
So I have engaged from time to time in a personal boycott, if that's what you want to call it, or I'm not buying that product from that company because I don't like what Target did. Right. Or Target, let's take Target, for example. When Target announced they were allowing boys to use girls' restrooms and changing areas, I said, as did a million other people, millions of people, all right, then I choose not to buy stuff from Target because I don't agree with their policies. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
That's as American as apple pie.
Tossing tea in
the harbor. The left and the right have engaged in that, and that's fine. It's a free country. So if you want to say, I don't agree with Elon Musk politics, therefore I'm not going to support him in any way, him being his companies, including Tesla, that's fine. Yeah. Don't.
That's a good point.
It's a free country. But you cannot, where these lefties go over the edge is when they can't control themselves, so they feel like they need to key a individual's.
And or firebomb the.
Yeah, a dealership.
Dealership, I mean.
But in this case, this is a woman who has nothing to do with Elon Musk. She owns a car that she bought from a company. And then Tesla could have been owned by anybody. She didn't buy the car to support Elon Musk. She bought the car because she liked the automobile. And and she said it's accessible for her as a handicapped person. So, and a lot of people like the way Tesla looks. They drive.
I've driven.
She could have very well. We don't even know if she even bought.
There's a reason why they do. Why they've sold well, and it isn't just for save the planet purposes.
Right. Sure.
A lot of people like the Tesla look and the how they drive. So I'm saying that, but I don't go. You know, try to burn down a Target store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or bomb a Target store.
Right. Yeah.
But these people on the left, now what we're referring to, not only is this incident, this particular incident was in Wichita, Kansas, of her car being keyed, but it's the... Where was the dealership in Texas that found bombs?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know
San Antonio or Austin or somewhere? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
A couple days ago, they found explosives.
Yeah, at a Tesla.
At a Tesla dealership.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, some of these people on the left just need to take a chill pill.
Right.
Well, we've already established that they're not very smart. Some Tesla owners are camouflaging their cars. I'm passing around the picture of one of them that's doing it here. And I don't know. This actually might work.
You mean where they put... They put a different automobile.
Toyota. Yeah, but on the Cybertruck.
The Tesla.
That's funny. I will say, I'm looking at images, pictures of Teslas. A lot of the vehicles, a lot of the cars are nice looking. The Tesla Cybertruck, I got to say.
It's weird.
It is just strange looking.
Yeah. It's sci-fi looking.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to fly.
Yeah,
it's sci-fi. Or maybe it looks like it was in a Mad Max.
Yeah. That's a good way to
it was
yeah, groovy.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing too. I saw a video of some guy that was trying to. He had a pickaxe, and he wanted to test the strength of the Tesla. So he took the pickaxe with the flat end, the long flat end, and he flung it as hard as he could four times against the Tesla. There was dents or scratches in the Tesla. But the pickaxe, the flat end, was curved all the way over.
It bended. Was that true? I saw that video. I didn't know whether that was...
That was me.
That was
so much fun.
They are bullet. They're literally bulletproof.
They're bulletproof.
They're literally bulletproof.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, next story, Steve.
All right. Well, let's talk about... We wanted to talk about something the Trump administration is saying it's going to do. They haven't done it yet, but the... Wall Street Journal is reporting that President Trump is about to sign an executive order that is going to freeze federal family planning grants worth about $120 million a year. This includes grants to Planned Parenthood, who they say would get, how much do they get? About $20 million in family planning every year. Family planning. So, of course, what they say, this is what the Wall Street Journal says, is that the funding would cut support for pregnancy testing, provision of contraceptive, treatment of sexually transmitted infections, evaluation and counseling for infertility, and the
they can do all that. They just don't do abortions.
Well, they didn't ever mention abortions.
All right, here's the deal. Here's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And by the way, if this actually happens, this is probably the biggest success from a government perspective for the pro-life cause in 50 years or since Roe versus Wade. If it happens. If it happens. Now, what we're talking about is for decades, the government, the federal government, has given millions of dollars to an organization known as Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, as part of their business, as it were, they do abortions. They are the number one provider of abortions in the country and have been for a long time. I don't know how many they do annually, but that's how they make a lot of their money, is by doing abortions. All right. In addition to that, they do other services, which they will laud, and they will say, hey, we exist to provide all these other free services to poor people, having to do with sexually transmitted disease prevention, breast cancer prevention, I don't know, all these things they claim that they do, which most people don't have a problem with. It's the abortion part that is a moral problem for millions of Americans. Now, what makes this controversial, so to speak, is the federal government, our tax dollars, have been given by Congress to, is it Medicare or Medicaid?
The Medicaid.
Who then give it to Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
Well, there is such thing. I know I'm going into great detail, but people need to understand the significance of what President Trump is trying to do here in his administration, because we applaud them, okay? And this is a big deal, should it happen. So, there's something called the Hyde Amendment. You may have heard about it. Henry Hyde was a United States congressman back in the 20th century, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right in there. I don't know all the years, from Chicago. And there was an amendment passed by Democrats and Republicans.
Back in the day when...
Yes. And it said that no federal tax dollars shall go to support or provide abortions. And Democrats and Republicans both agreed on that at the time. Well, they have circumvented this, Planned Parenthood does, by saying we don't do abortions with the money that the federal government gives us. Well, the problem is all the money's in one kitty, so to speak. So they can say we don't do abortions with the money that the federal government gives us. We do other things like keep the lights on so that we can do the abortions. It's a charade.
It is.
It's a charade. So, what President Trump is trying to do here, and God bless him, and I hope he's able to do it, his administration, is to defund Planned Parenthood with tax dollars. Now, if Planned Parenthood wants to say we're stopping doing abortions, then they can continue giving them.
Well, they're not, because they do about almost 400,000. Abortions a year.
Who, Planned Parenthood alone?
Planned Parenthood, they are the world's largest abortion provider.
So they're going to keep doing it. It's a money maker.
Country. Oh, yeah.
Let me just say, in terms of federal dollars, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, that's their full name, and their affiliates receive about $148 million a year in HHS grants, Health and Human Services.
Tax dollars?
Tax dollars. But also $1.54 billion in Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP payments.
Okay.
That's kind of like the aid to kids. So this sounds like it is the Trump administration trying to cut back on those HHS grants. But the real big money is federal funding of almost more than a billion and a half in Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP payments.
I need to throw a caveat in here. I don't mean to run in anybody's parade, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting that during the freeze, the department plans to examine whether the funds were used for DEI efforts, which is right. What they're doing. Now, he could
not
keep
for
them
the pro-life
up.
Cause
not for, it,
that we know of.
They didn't. The Wall Street Journal is not reporting.
Well, he's trying. I don't care how they get at them. If they can stop them, the federal government from funding Planned Parenthood until they stop doing abortions.
Well, yeah, okay, yes, but just trying to think through this, would we be okay? And I don't know, but that's the reason I'm asking. This is not a rhetorical question. Would we be okay if they show that they're, I'm not saying they're likely to do this either, but would we be okay if they said, okay, we're going to allocate the money toward these health practices, or what do you call it, health prevention or medical practices that everyone agrees on that doesn't have to do with a moral issue? It would be okay if the money was given and it could be shown this is how it's being used, and it didn't include going to abortions, even if they still did abortions.
Well, that's what they're doing, actually. But here's the thing.
It's a bookkeeping trick.
Even if it was, they put it in a separate account and only used it, that's that we're paying to keep the lights on.
I'm tracking
in the Planned Parenthood facility. So it facilitates the abortion. It frees up all the money that Planned Parenthood had to use to run the business, to pay their employees.
Listen.
And they use that, the tax dollars for that.
If you ask,
checking with
if you ask Americans, I haven't seen a survey on this recently. If you ask Americans of all, and I'm talking about a general public survey, not right or left or whatever, and you said, do you think tax dollars should go to pay for abortions? A majority, if not a vast majority of Americans are going to say, no, that should not, you should not use the public money to pay for people's private abortions.
That's right.
Even if that person said, I'm personally
in favor,
quote, pro-choice.
Sure.
Most of those people would say, I can understand we don't want to use tax dollars to pay for abortions.
That's right.
And that's why we have the Hyde Amendment. So anyway, we'll see where this goes.
So can we reset though? What is exactly is he trying to do?
President Trump and his administration, they're trying to do what? Read that again.
They are. Set, if the Wall Street Journal is correct, they are set. Yeah. President Trump is set to sign an executive order that will freeze tens of billions of dollars in federal family planning grants, not only to Planned Parenthood but other institutions.
And they're about to go nuts. The
right.
AOCs of the world, Bernie Sanders of the world, they've already burnt their hair seven times since President Trump's been. They're about
9 weeks.
They'll go absolutely apocalyptic on this one here. They're going to say Trump is trying to let women die of cervical cancer because they can't get testing at Planned Parenthood because he wants to take away the money. That's what you're going to hear.
Right. Yeah.
That's not going to affect him.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Steve.
Can we talk about one of the strangest advertisements I've ever seen?
We sure can.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has released an online ad. I've mailed this to Brent, who's going to post it on our Facebook
page. It's weird.
And we can't play any of it, not because it's necessarily like objectionable language-wise or image-wise, but because it's all music. So there would be no point to play it on the radio. But let me describe it to you. It is a bunch of people in a jungle, in a forest, gather around. They end up carrying an egg, a huge golden egg, which they drop several times. Then the guy that was the first guy that you see in the commercial approaches a lake, which is filled with KFC gravy. And somebody picks up this guy, walks out, baptizes him in the gravy, and then holds up a chicken nugget after as he brings him out.
I had a dream like that one.
It would be.
Yeah, it was really weird. But anyway, go ahead.
This is not only bizarre, it's demonic, because this individual's baptized in gravy. he comes out as a chicken strip or a chicken nugget or whatever, implying that they're going to eat a person who's now taking the form. Now, this is from the YouTube video of KFC's own, they posted it.
It's their own description of the video.
Yes, they posted it. And this is what it says underneath the video. It says, "Do you find yourself lost in the woods of modern life? Fear not, for salvation in sauce is near. Trust in the thumping sound of the golden egg. Trust in the liquid gold elixir. Trust in the divine dunk," talking about dunking your chicken in gravy, "and whisper the sacred words, all hail gravy, because there's some things we can still believe in. Believe in chicken." So this is clearly an attempt.
A lot of religious.
Yes, there's a lot of people. There are 3,400 comments under this. I haven't read one yet that is supportive.
They'll take it down, I think.
This is demonic.
You really mean that?
I really mean it. This is blasphemous. And whoever thought this was a good idea is just a lost soul that needs Jesus. That's what I'll just say about this. But this is
now
mocking.
This hasn't aired on television, right?
No,
it's
no.
only online. It's a KFC.
YouTube and yeah,
we're
yeah.
talking about KFC, the chicken company.
Yes.
And what you guys you showed that ad to us. You showed what we're talking about
right.
to us, and that was really weird. It was a weird commercial, to say the least. But it was sacrilegious.
It is very, very sacrilegious. And listen, KFC is not going to do an ad like this mocking Islam, I can tell you that.
Right.
Or anyone else. Yeah, anyone right. else's religion. They're going to mock Christianity and definitely. Baptism and the new birth.
Where are people making these comments? Because we don't have KFC's. People need to watch it first.
If you go online to YouTube, you can comment on videos and such, or Twitter.
1 Million Moms is going to, okay, later good. In the week, is which is a division of American Family Association, is going to hit KFC.
I can't wait to hear what Monica has to say about this.
All right. Here, I'll read just this one comment. It's at the very top.
Are you looking at it right now on the YouTube or something, Bessie?
Yes, I'm looking at it on YouTube, and I'm reading the first comment. Now, obviously, It's the most recent comment, because every time someone comments, you know, the comments go down. So the most recent one, this person read my mind. Are you ready? "I cannot possibly imagine how any person thought this was a good idea, period."
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Well, there's so many other things you can quote the Bible. You got plenty of other responses that are all good, but that one's hilarious.
Here's one. Now, I'm not a 100% religious person, but I recognize the devil when I see him.
Right.
That's under the comments of the YouTube
video. It's under the comments,
video,
people watching this.
Another comment that was written is, "That's enough internet for me today."
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, my advice to KFC is this.
Stick to chicken.
You can't improve on finger looking good.
Right.
That's fair.
You're right.
Finger looking good is all you need to go with. You don't need to try to do something sacrilegious like this to promote your company.
Right? Yes. And I have
Colonel Sanders would roll over in his grave.
And I have another comment. Popeyes, don't do anything stupid.
Right.
You still have my business.
And if Chick-fil-A goes woke, we're all done.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a sign that the end is near. That's a sign that the end is near.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah.
Wesley.
Yep.
Fred was on the show. Robert Jeffers was on the show. We thank them and our producer, Brent Creeley. We hope you have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Keep listening to AFR, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.